Robbins, you can go home now. It's all right. I've finished dictating for the day. Yes. I'll be seeing you tomorrow at 9. Yes. Goodbye. What a day this has been. I tell you, if I go through any more of these harrowing nights and days, I'm going to really go mad. I mean, hello? Who's that at the door? Please, who is it? Tell me. Hello? Who is it at the door? Why are you opening it in such a slow manner? Who is it, please? No, my God. Get away. No, get away. No, please, get away. No, get away from me. Don't come near me. No, no, please don't come near me. My God, don't come near me. No, God, come near me. No. Please, no, no, don't come near me. No, no, please, no. Don't come near me.
Time?
What last time, Oliver?
The last time with my uncle.
Oh.
My Uncle Moses.
Poor Uncle Moses. He met an unfortunate death, didn't he, Oliver?
Well, yes, that was my last time. I was supposed to kill him.
But you missed. And I whipped you very hard, didn't I, Oliver?
Well, yes.
Oliver, but this job is different.
Yes, what do you mean?
The job is not only murder, or one murder, it's two. Oliver, when I was a young girl,
A young girl, Grandmother?
Yes, Oliver, dear sweet Oliver, I was a young girl. We pulled off a bank job. Three accomplices and me, myself. Since you were not available last night, I killed one of them. For the very simple reason, I hated their guts.
Well, I was busy last night.
Perfectly, Oliver. That's why I killed this one myself.
Grandmother, won't the police get you?
Oh, they'll try. But I don't think they will.
Grandmother, I'm worried.
Worried, Oliver?
Yes. If they might...
Oliver, you should be the one who's worried. You're going to kill the next two. Oh.
Silva, I want you to go to Mr., I think the name is, Mr. Robert Fish. That's right, Mr. Robert Fish. Mr. Bob Fish, as I used to call him. And, he was the head man in the group. You see, Oliver, he double-crossed me. He wouldn't give me any of the money. All the other accomplished bourgeois, I will disclose the names when, you get rid of this one. Oliver, do you really want to do this job? Because if you don't, I can always get somebody else, and you can be eliminated.
Well, that's all right, Grandmother. I'll do it. Oh, I won't charge you either.
And stop into number one's office and tell him what you are going to do. For if there's any mix-up and you miss this man, well, then you will be promptly, shall we say, disposed of. Hello, my good man. What are you doing here?
Are you Robert Fish?
I am, my dear good man. What do you want?
Well, Mr. Fish, it seems that, I was sent here by my grandmother.
Oh, how quaint.
Yes, my grandmother, she wanted me to do something. Do you know my grandmother?
What's her name, please?
First, before I tell you, I think I'm supposed to put a record on. Do you mind?
Who told you this?
Well, my grandmother, she gives me this record, and whenever I do a job for her, well, you know, whenever I do an errand, she wants me to play this record. It's sort of a...
Well, fine. I think you're a little mad, but put on the record. It's carousel music. I was going to bring it home to my little kid tonight. You know, she always likes to dance to carousel music.
It's kind of old, but, well, my grandmother...
Well, it was a second-hand record, you know.
Yes, well...
Listen to the crackling. Boy, it's loud.
Well, my grandmother, she told me to come. Her name is Grandma Moses.
Oh.
You know...
You know, I used to know a... Not Grandma, but I used to know a Josephine Moses, 20 years ago.
I think she knew you, too. A bank job, I believe.
What do you want here? What do you want, you...
Can't you guess? Grandmother sent me. She wants me to do a job for her.
No. Get away. Get away. Get away. No. Get away. No. 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 Going on the merry-go-round, I see. Oh, Grandma, you are such a sweet bank holder-upper. Get away, get away. Oliver, did you do the job for me?
Yeah, it was a cinch. I used a little old brain with the record. Ooh.
Amazing, a brain. Did you hear that, audience? A brain he has. Oliver, there's one more person I'd like you to eliminate. Oh, by the way, I just forgot. There is another person after this one to eliminate.
Grandmother, I thought you said it was only the three of you.
You'll never guess who the other person is who have to finish the job.
Who?
In due time, Oliver, you'll know the other person. You know him actually very well. He's very close to you, Oliver. Can you guess who he is?
Not really.
No.
Unless you mean Mitch Smith, my old friend. He's very close to me. You want me to kill him?
No, Oliver, no. But this person will soon be eliminated after the jobs are finished. Oliver, go and kill.
Are you Mr. Johannes?
My name is Mr. Johannes. What do you want?
Well, I was sent by my grandmother. You might not find the joke, but you...
What is it, Larry? What is it? Who is this man here?
Oh, my grandma.
My name is Robert Stevenson. Now, what do you want, my good, filthy man?
Oh, well, there's a fine joke.
Hey, Johannes, he has a gun here.
My dear me, so you do.
See the joke?
Give me that gun.
What are you doing?
Ah, now I've got the gun on you. Now, what are you trying to do? Kill all of us?
Yeah, what are you trying to do, man?
Well, I'm a mad strangler.
Johannes, I want you to take him down to the cellar and lock him up.
I think I will.
Oliver Moses, no.
Hey, get him! Get him! He's getting away! Get him!
Get him! Get him! Police! Where's the phone around here? Police!
You failed, Oliver! The penalty is death!
But, Grandmother, I'm your own flesh and blood!
You shall be eliminated! I can't accept such tolerance in this business!
Give me another chance, Grandmother.
Goodbye, Oliver. Police, somebody tried to kill Johannes, and I don't know who it is, but you better get over here quick.
Do you think the killer will come back to kill me? I don't want him to kill me, Bob. I don't want him to kill me.
Don't worry. He won't get near you without me around. Oh, really? Johannes, I am a killer.
No, Bob Stevenson. What are you talking about?
Johannes, the man who was in here, I know, Oliver Moses, and, he fell so I could do it. You remember the guard you shot when you held up the bank?
How did you know?
I know these things. Anyway, I'll keep on talking now, and you shut up. The guard was my brother. I wish that killer had gotten you, but I want to get you myself, Johannes. You see, that was my brother, and only his brother could avenge you. I'm going to kill you. Kill you. God, that's why I protected you from that man there, Oliver Moses. I want to kill you myself. Mr. Johannes, in a few seconds, I will have avenged my brother. Goodbye. Well, Oliver, it seems that you've gotten off the hook. I've just received word that Mr. Johannes has met an unfortunate accident. How? I don't know. But he's dead, Oliver. You're saved. I'm glad to have you back.
It's glad to be back, Grandmother.
All three are dead. None of it you realize. All these years I've been sad because I haven't gotten my revenge. But now, revenge is mine. I've gotten it, Oliver, thanks to you and myself. I am free. I've killed Oliver. I'm so happy I could go on a carousel and sing all day. I'm so happy. Give me a carousel, Oliver. Give me one, and I'll dance and jump for joy.
Oliver, you're sailing away from me. I can't touch you, Oliver. I can't touch you.
Grandma, do you want to come on the carousel with me?
Yes, child, I want to go on the carousel. Yes, yes.
This has been Mysterious Adventures. With Louise Sorrell. Kristen Doherty, Tom Soder, Patrick Johnson, and Ed Weinberger. Written by Kristen Doherty. Produced by Paul Mason. Directed by Chester Scuffin. Created by Tom Soder. Copyright 1969 by ACD Enterprises. Mysterious Adventures, an ACD production.